哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，在安息圣日，我们一同聚集查考学习圣经上的教训。
We thank the Lord for His Sabbath day that we are able to gather here to learn from teachings in the Bible.
也感谢主，在这个星期以及下个星期在喜乐坡教会举行这一次的高中班以及学生联会。
We also thank the Lord that this week and the next week in Hillsboro Church we are holding the RHTS and SSC.
我们在座有很多的学生从各地而来。
Among us are many students who come from various places.
希望能够借着这样子的灵修的机会，能够装备我们自己面对面对要打这场属灵这些属灵的战争。
It is our hope that through such a learning opportunity, we can be prepared to take up an armor to fight in this spiritual battle.
在以色列人的历史当中也有许许多多的战争。
In the history of the Israelites, there are many battles as well.
有的战争对他们来讲是至关重要的。
Some battles were crucially important for them.
是对一个国家、一个主权、一个国家的存在以及一个国家兴盛的一个转折点。
Some battles are turning points in terms of the prominence or the survival of their nation.
所以我们今天就来看一下《撒母耳记上》里面记载的一场战争。
So this morning we would like to study a battle that is recorded in the book of 1 Samuel.
那我们请看《撒母耳记上》的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
撒母耳记上的第七章第二节。
1 Samuel chapter 3, chapter 7, verse 2.
约柜在基列耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。第三节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。第四节。以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的侍奉神。在这个时候呢，是记载在以色列人的历史。
Here it records the history of the Israelites.
在这个时候，以色列人是在非利士人的压制底下。
At this point in time, the Israelites were under the oppression of the Philistines.
我们如果仔细看
If we look clearly,
我们会发觉说这个以色列人这个时候有撒母耳做他们的先知。
We can see that Samuel at this time was the prophet of Israel.
以色列人当中有约柜，有神同在的记号。
They had the ark of God with them, the sign that God was with them.
但是如果我们仔细看在这二十年当中他们并没有自由，也没有快乐。
But if we look in detail in the text, we can see that In 20 years' time, even though they had all these, they did not have joy nor freedom.
在这里说他们仍然在非利士人的压制之下。
Here it says that they continue to be under the hand of the Philistines.
我们可能就觉得很奇怪。
When we see this, we think it's strange.
为什么有撒母耳这个大先知的同在？
Why is it that Samuel, who was a great prophet, was with them?
为什么有约柜这个神同在记号的存在？
Why was it that the ark of God, the sign of the abidance of God, was with them?
结果以色列人仍然在敌人的统治底下。
Yet the Israelites were still under the dominion of their enemies.
我们来看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节
，Verse 3，
撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归向神，就要把外邦神和亚斯他录除掉。”
Samuel spoke to all of the house of Israel, saying, "If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you."
所以在这里我们看到以色列人虽然归向，虽然爱神。
Here we can see that although the Israelites loved God,
虽然他们拜神,
although they worshiped God,
但是他们拜的并不专心,
but they were not focused in worshiping God.
他们不但拜神, 他们也拜偶像。
Not only did they worship God, they also worshiped idols.
因此虽然他们有撒母耳有约柜,
So although Samuel had the Ark of God,
他们仍然是在受苦当中。
The people were still suffering.
所以我们今天要来反思一下自己的信仰。
Today we need to think about our own faith.
是的，我们有真理，我们有教会，我们有圣灵。
It is true, we have the truth, we have the church, we have the Holy Spirit.
但是常常我们的生活仍然是生活在敌人的压制底下。
But oftentimes we still live under the control of our enemy.
很多想做的善我们做不出来。
There are many good deeds we want to do, but we cannot.
不想做的恶我们仍然去做。
And many evils that we don't want to do, that we do.
所以每一次的灵恩会，
So every time when there's a spiritual competition,
每一次的学生联会,
every time there's a student spiritual competition,
每一次的大专神学训练班,
every time there's an RHTS,
一年又一年我们只是来不断的悔改悔改悔改,
year after year we come to repent, repent and repent,
因为我们没有一心归向他,
because we have not returned to the Lord.
所以在这里撒母耳对以色列人说,
Therefore here Samuel said to the Israelites,
你们如果想要改变你们的现状,
saying, if you want to change your situation,
你们如果想要脱离敌人的辖制,
if you want to be delivered from under the oppression of your enemies,
就要在你的生活当中除掉巴利, 除掉亚斯塔路,
then in your life, you must put away foreign gods and the Ashtoreths.
必须要一心要专心的跟从主。
You need to follow the Lord with all your heart.
很多时候我们都很爱神。
Oftentimes, we love God.
我们也愿意追求信仰。
We are willing to pursue after a better faith.
但是我们常常啊想要啊踏在两条船上面。
But oftentimes, we want to step one feet in one boat and another in another boat.
那有一次在青年班哦，大家在分享当中啊。
One time in a youth class when everyone was sharing.
那告诉有就是在问大家说，哎，我们以后啊对自己的人生有什么样的期盼
？I asked the class, what kind of expectations do you have for your life?
有一个弟兄就这样讲啦。
One brother said.
他说啊，我有一个期盼呐。
He said, my expectation is.
他说啊，我希望啊，在世做财主啊，来世做拉撒路啊。
That in this life I can be the rich man, and in the life to come I can be Lazarus.
我就跟他说啊。
So I said to him.
你所求的甚难呐。
I said, it is difficult what you are asking for.
有时候我们就是这样子啊。
But sometimes we are just like this.
我们在世有很多的追求。
In this life, we have many pursuits.
什么都想要，不停地抓。
There are many things we want, we continue to try to grab after them.
但是另外一方面总是希望自己将来得永生，在世有福气啊。
But on the other hand, we also want to receive eternal life in after we die, and we want to receive eternal blessings.
但是有时候这是非常困难的。
But this is very difficult.
在这里说啊，要一心归向神。
Here it tells us to return to the Lord with all your hearts.
在这里说归向神就是要在我们当中除掉外邦神跟亚斯他路。
And here it says to return to the Lord means to put away foreign gods and the Ashtoreths.
做一个人要一心归向神必须要从生活当中开始改变。
So for a person to return to God with all their heart, they need to change their life.
所以有时候我们要看看自己的人生。
So sometimes we have to look at our life.
看看自己的生活方式跟生活态度。
Look at where we are heading, our direction and our attitude.
就会发觉说，为什么我们生命当中看不到神的引领？
And we will find out why we do not see God's guidance in our life.
因为我们都不喜欢改变。
It is because we do not like to change.
因为改变是痛苦的。
It is because change is difficult.
改变是需要牺牲的。
Change requires suffering.
改变可能会被别人所敌视的。
It requires sacrifice, and change may cause us to be looked down upon by others.
有时候我们觉得说以色列人为什么这么喜欢拜偶像？
Sometimes we ask why the Israelites like to worship idols so much.
我们看到以色列人历史当中啊，那个拜偶像的比例非常非常的高。
If we look at the entire history of the Israelites, the amount of time they spent worshiping idols has a very large proportion.
为什么会这样？
Why was that?
当然有许多不同的原因啊。
There are, of course, many reasons.
但是其中有一个原因，
but one reason,
就是因为其他人都拜偶像。
Was because all the other peoples worshiped idols.
身在迦南地，但是身旁所有的民族都是拜偶像的。
The people around the land of Canaan, all of them worshiped idols.
所以如果你不拜偶像，你就很奇怪。
So if they did not worship idols, then they would be considered strange.
如果你不拜偶像，你就不会被接纳。
If they did not worship idols, they would not be accepted.
所以啊，以色列人常常用拜偶像来成为被外族所接纳的一个方法。
That is why oftentimes the Israelites would use worshiping idols as a way to be accepted by other nations.
今天我们身处在一个悖谬邪恶的时代。
Today today we live in a corrupt, sinful society.
我要在世界上承认我们的信仰。
To be able to keep our faith in this world.
要在世上坚持我们的原则。
To be able to hold on to our principles.
有时候是会被人所敌视，被人所嘲笑的。
Sometimes may cause us to be mocked or looked down upon by others.
所以以色列人因此总是在两个当中这样犹疑不定。
Therefore, the Israelites were always standing in between these two tides.
因此他们没有办法得到神的祝福。
As a result, they could not be blessed by God.
所以我们今天要有一个改变的人生。
So today, if we want to change our life,
我们希望在人生当中看到神的作为。
If we want to see the works of God in our life,
能够体验到神的丰盛的恩典跟能力。
If we want to experience the abundant blessings and power of God,
在这里说要除掉巴利和亚斯他路。
Here it tells us that we must put away foreign gods and Ashtoreths,
要单单的侍奉他,
and serve the Lord only.
所以我们今天信仰上要做一个选择。
Today we need to make a choice in our faith.
在这里以色列人做了他们的选择。
Here the Israelites made their choice.
他们选择专心侍奉神。
They chose to serve God wholeheartedly.
因此他们的人生就有了回转，有了改变。
And as a result, their lives turn around. They changed.
但是这个回转当然是好的。
And of course, this change was good.
但是我们如果仔细看一下,
but if we look in detail,
第二节,
in verse 2,
他说过了20年啊,
it said it was there 20 years.
他们在这种痛苦当中过了20年,
they were under such suffering for 20 years.
20年之后才想到要归向神。
Only after 20 years, they thought to return to God.
我们的人生当中有多少的20年?
How many increments of 20 years do we have in our life?
我们还想要等待多久?
How much longer should we wait?
圣经上告诉我们说, 当我们转向神, 神就转向我们。
The Bible tells us that when we return to God, God will return to us.
我们看撒迦利亚书的第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Zechariah chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书的第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Zechariah chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 撒迦利亚书第一章第三节。
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人说, 万军之主如此说, 你们要转向我, 我就转向你们, 这是万军之神。 说的，这里呢，神对撒迦利亚先知说，
Here God spoke to the prophet Zechariah,
告诉以色列百姓，
saying, tell the Israelites,
告诉今天在座所有的信徒，
tell all of the believers who are in the church today,
你要转向我， 我就转向你，
if you return to me, I will return to you.
但是在这个先决条件我们要看清楚。
But we have to look clearly at the order of events.
谁必须要先转?
Who must return first?
我们必须要先转。
We need to return first.
我们转向神, 神才会转向我们。
After we have returned to God, then God will return to us.
有时候我们都不想转。
Sometimes we do not want to return.
我们不想改变。
We do not want to change.
但是我们拼命祷告。
But we continue to pray.
神啊, 转向我们啊, 神啊, 转向我们。
We ask God to return to us.
但是这里说我们要先转向神。
But here it tells us that we must first return to God.
要先从生活当中开始改变。
We must first change our life.
从价值观开始改变。
To change our value system.
从人生的追求开始改变。
To change the pursuits of our life.
从目标开始改变。
To change our goals.
当我们转向神了。
Once we have returned to God.
以信仰为我们生活的中心。
And place faith as the center of our life.
那这样子神就会转向我们。
Then God will return to us.
所以问题不在神。
So the problem is does not lie with God.
问题在我们本身。
The problem lies with us.
我们自己来决定。
We have to make the decision ourselves.
你要等多久才要转向神?
How long shall we wait before we return to God?
以色列人等了20年。
The Israelites waited 20 years.
20年之后转向神, 神就转向他们。
After 20 years, they returned to God and God returned to them.
那我们呢?
What about us?
我们要等待多久?
How long will we wait?
这20年当中, 他们是在被敌人压制, 过奴隶的生活。
In those 20 years, the Israelites were under the dominion of their enemies. They were living the lives of slaves.
我们还要做奴隶多久才愿意转向神呢？
For how much longer shall we be slaves before we choose to return to God?
我们看回来撒母耳记上第七章。
Let us turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
撒母耳记上第七章第五节。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse 5。
撒母耳说：“使以色列人聚在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告神。”第六节。
Verse 6。
他们就聚在米斯巴，打水浇在神面前，当日禁食，说：“我们得罪了神。”于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。好，那这里呢？当他们回转之后呢，开始有了动作。
Here after they returned to God, they started to show some actions.
所以啊，一个人要悔改，必须要有相应的动作。
So for a person to return to God, he also must demonstrate actions.
如果以色列人只是单纯的悔改，却没有付出行动
，If the Israelites only repented and did not do anything afterwards,
那这样子的悔改在神面前是没有什么用处的。
Then such repentance would be useless before God.
我们看一下约书亚记。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第五章。
Joshua chapter 5.
约书亚记的第五章
，Joshua chapter 5。
啊，约书亚记的第七章啊
，Joshua chapter 7。
约书亚记第七章的第六节
，Chapter 7 verse 6。
约书亚记第七章第六节
，Joshua chapter 7 verse 6。
约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列长老把灰撒在头上，在神的约柜前。伏伏在地，直到晚上。哈，那这个是约书亚的祷告。
Here was the prayer of Joshua.
那在战败、在打败仗之后啊，约书亚在神面前祷告啊。
After they were defeated in the battle, Joshua prayed before God.
在这里说他撕裂衣服啊，那个蒙灰在头上啊。
Here it says that he tore his clothes and put dust on his head.
结果伏伏在地，从早到晚。
He fell to the earth on his face before.God and until evening.
这样子的祷告啊，看起来是非常的感动人啊。
This kind of prayer is very touching.
我们觉得说这样的祷告，神一定会垂听他的。
We feel that such a prayer must be accepted by God.
那我们来看一下第十节啊。
Let us look at verse 10.
第十节
，verse
10. 神吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何俯伏在地呢？”十一节。
Verse 11.
以色列人犯了罪，违背我吩咐的约，取了当面之物，偷窃，行诡诈，取当面的物在他们家里。哈，那这里呢？约书亚祷告的结果是什么？
Here, what was what happened after the prayer of Joshua?
神有没有悦纳他的祷告？
Did God accept his prayer?
没有，神没有悦纳他的祷告。
No, God did not accept his prayer.
撕裂衣服，披麻蒙灰，神说：“我不要，不要这样的祷告。”
He tore his clothes and he put dust on his head, but God did not want such a prayer.
神对约书亚说什么？
What did God say to Joshua?
不要祷告啦。
He said, "Stop praying."
起来，处理你所面对的问题。
Get up and deal with the problem before you.
起来，在你当中把罪恶除去。
Get up and rid yourself of sin.
所以我们今天要回转归向神。
So today, if we want to return to God.
不只是要祷告悔改
，Not only should we pray and repent，
而是要起来面对问题。
We also need to get up and face our problems。
有时候我们都不喜欢处理问题呀。
A lot of us do not like to deal with problems。
啊，今天有了问题。
If today we have a problem，
你讲错话了啊，伤害了其他的信徒。
We say the wrong words， we hurt another brother or sister。
你脾气不好，在教会里跟人家吵架。
Because of our anger issues， we get in arguments with people。
结果回家之后就一直祷告。
And then we go home and we pray。
神啊，神啊，我今天说错话了。
We say。God, today I have said the wrong things.
神啊，神啊，我今天坏脾气，我跟人家吵架了。
God, because of my anger, I was in an argument with somebody else today.
就一直祷告，一直祷告啊。
And we continue to pray and pray.
这种祷告是好的。
Such a prayer is good.
因为看认识到自己的软弱跟错误。
Because through such a prayer, we can understand our own weakness.
但是这样的祷告是不够的。
But this is not enough.
这里说啊，起来，你干嘛伏伏在地
？Here, God says, to get up. Why do you, lie thus on your face?
处理你所犯的错误
，but instead deal with the sins that you have.
面对你所制造的问题
，face the problems that you have created.
打个电话去跟人家道歉
you must.Telephone the person that you have sinned against.
要跟人家跟对方重新和好。
You have to be reconciled with that person.
但是有时候我们都不这样做啊。
Sometimes we choose not to do
this. 拼命祷告，但是不处理问题。
We choose to pray a lot, but we choose not to deal with the problem.
在安慰自己说啊，我祷告过了。
And then we comfort ourselves by saying that we prayed already.
神知道我软弱。
God knows our weakness.
所以软弱无罪，软弱有理啊。
There's no sin because I am weak.
这里就说你要起来，要面对你的问题。
But here it tells us to get up and face the problem.
祷告不是我们逃避问题的方法。
Prayer is not the method by which we can escape the problem.
而是祷告给我们解决问题的勇气。
Instead, prayer gives us the courage to face our problems.
所以在这里以色列人就撒母耳说你们通通都过来。
That is why here,for the Israelites,Samuel called all of them together.
他们当日禁食。
And on that day, they fasted.
但是禁食之后呢，他们承认自己得罪了神。
And after they fasted, they also admitted their sins against God.
在这里说，以撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。
And here it says Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah.
所以认识到自己的错误。
So after knowing of our own sins,
回转要归向神。
After choosing to return to God,
要禁食祷告在神面前悔改。
We must fast and pray to repent before God.
但是接下来要被审判，面对自己的错误。
But then afterwards, we have to be judged to face our own wrongs.
所以我们今天能够做到哪一步？
So today, what can we do?
我们今天愿意做到哪一步？
How much are we willing to do?
这就决定神什么时候回转帮助我们。
That will determine when God will return to us.
我们看回来撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let us return to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴。非利士人的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。第八节
Verse 8.
以色列人对撒母耳说，愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。第九节
Verse 9.
撒母耳就把一只 吃奶的羊羔献给神，做全牲的燔祭，为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他。好，在这里我们看到以色列人做出了这个悔改的动作。
Here we see after the Israelites showed actions of repentance.
我们要悔改。
We want to repent.
我们要归向神。
We want to return to God.
我们生活想改变。
We want to change our life.
我们愿意在神面前承认我们的罪过。
And we are willing to admit to God our sins.
我们也愿意被审判。被审判，面对自己的软弱。
We are also willing to be judged to face our own weakness.
但是在这里说，当我们回转问题马上就来了。
But here it tells us that after we have returned, problems will come to us.
这里说第七节说，非利士人听见他们就聚集上来攻击以色列人。
In verse 7, it says that when the Philistines heard about the children of Israel, they gathered together and went up against Israel.
所以你想改变吗？
So do you want to change?
你想更新吗？
Do you want to be renewed?
你想有一个新的盼望，新的人生，新的目标吗？
Do you want to have a new hope, a new life, and a new goal of life?
那小心啦。
Then you have to be careful.
因为敌人马上就要来攻击你啦。
Because the enemy is coming to you.
所以我们在过去这一个礼拜里面，我们在座的学生在这边读经、祷告、聚会、学习道理。
So the students that we have here today, during the past week, they have been studying the scriptures, praying, listening to classes.
我们可能在心里被感动，希望活出一个不一样的人生来。
Perhaps you have been moved in your heart and you're determined to live a different life.
我们可能立下一个心志，在回家之后我要做什么样的改变。
Perhaps you have set your mind to make certain changes to your life after you return home.
回到家之后先祷告。
After you return home, perhaps you want to pray first.
祷告之后把一些不好的东西全部丢到垃圾袋里面。
And after praying, perhaps you want to throw the bad things you have into a garbage can.
每次用电脑之前先祷告。
And you want to pray before you use the computer each time.
我要把所有的密码全部改成圣经经节。
You want to change all of your passwords to Bible verses.
我们可以做下很多的心志在这里。
There are many determinations you can make here.
我们可以决心要做很多的改变。
You can be determined to make many changes while you're here.
但是你要小心啊。
But be cautious.
因为在这里说，你一开始想改变，敌人听见就来了。
Because as it is recorded here, As soon as you determine to make a change, the enemies will come.
你会开始遇到问题。
You will start to see problems.
你会遇到困难。
You will meet difficulties.
你会遇到挑战。
You will be challenged.
就像敌人马上上来围攻以色列民一般啊。
Just like how the enemies immediately came up to fight against Israel.
那所以你回家以后哦。
So after you go home.
那如果你说啊，我从今天开始我要做一个好孩子啊。
If you say to yourself, from this day onwards, I will be a good child.
我要听我爸妈的话。
I will listen to my father's voice.
我不要再跟我妹妹吵架了。
I will no longer argue with my sister.
比人要小心啊。
You have to watch out.
因为这个时候最容易出现一点小事，让你跟父母吵架，让你跟妹妹吵架。
Because at that moment in time, it is easiest for something to happen to cause you to argue with your parents or with your sister.
当你回家以后。
But when you go home,
当你决心说，我从现在开始，我要每天过着读经祷告的生活。
When you make the determination to live a life of prayer and Bible reading every day,
啊，那你要小心呐。
Then you have to be cautious.
马上就会有很多事情啊，希望打断你的习惯，来毁掉你的念头。
Because there will be many things coming to you immediately, trying to break your routine, trying to break your determination.
啊，希望你最好不要读经。
Because those things hope.That you will not read the Bible.
最好不要祷告。
That you will not pray.
哦，所以我们必须要很谨慎啊。
So we need to be very cautious.
因为当你一回头，当你一寻求信仰的复兴。
Because once we return to God, once we try to revive our faith.
啊，你的敌人就来到，你的阻挡就来到了。
Our enemies will come. Our obstacles will come back to us.
哦，所以这个时候你要怎么办？
So what shall we do then?
啊，在这里说啊，以色列人就惧怕哈。
Here it tells us that the children of Israel were afraid.
第一件事情你要做的是什么？你要惧怕。
What is the first thing you must do? You must be afraid.
哦，你要是不惧怕，你问题就大了。
If you are not afraid, then you have great problems.
你不怕是什么意思？
What does it mean if you're not afraid?
我不怕，不读经有什么关系？
Perhaps you say.I am not afraid. What's the big deal if I do not read the Bible?
我不怕，但没有祷告也没有关系。
I'm not afraid of not praying.
哦，因为在这里说啊，你不惧怕，就是你没有认识到敌人的厉害啊。
But if you're not afraid, it means you do not understand how capable your enemy is.
哦，在这里说你要惧怕。
Here it tells us.That we must be afraid.
你没有读经，你会害怕。
If we want to read the Bible every day, we need to be afraid.
没有祷告，你会害怕。
If we want to pray, we need to be afraid.
哦，那这样子你就会寻求帮助啊。
Because in being afraid, we will search for help.
哦，所以当你的信仰人生当中感到敌人，有感觉到敌人在攻击你。
So when in your life, in your spiritual life, you sense enemies attacking you.
你会怕说魔鬼要把你抓走。
You should be afraid that the devil wants to capture you.
你怕你的坏脾气又要跟人家吵架。
You should be afraid that your anger problems will come up again and cause you to argue with people.
啊，你会怕，你就会来找撒母耳帮你。
Because if you are afraid, then you will seek the help of Samuel.
哦，所以我们遇到属灵上、信仰上的敌人怎么办？
So what do we do when we meet up with spiritual enemies?
啊，第一，你要懂得害怕。
First, we need to know to be afraid.
啊，第二，你要懂得找撒母耳。
Second, we need to know to seek out the help of Samuel.
哦，所以在生活当中，你必须要有信仰的同伴。
So in our spiritual lives, we need to have spiritual companions.
啊，能够帮我们祷告。
Those who are able to pray for us.
能够给我们扶助。
Those who can help us.
能够用圣经的话鼓励我们。
Those brothers and sisters who can encourage us with the words in the Bible.
所以以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住的为我们呼求神。”
So the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us."
所以我们今天要问问自己。
Today we should ask ourselves.
在这场信仰的战争当中
，In this spiritual battle that we're in,
你有撒母耳跟你同在吗
？Do we have the abidance of Samuel?
你信仰有同伴吗
？Do we have spiritual companions?
你有属灵的朋友吗
？Do we have spiritual friends？
能够跟你扶持你同跑这条天国的道路吗
？Do we have those who can run with us on this spiritual race？
啊，这个不是普通的朋友啊。
These are not ordinary friends。
啊，你不要说，哎呀，我教会朋友很多。
Do not think to yourself that you have many friends at church。
啊，你看我 RHTS， 我有40个朋友啊。
Do not think that you are at RHTS and you have 40 friends。
有朋友很好。
It is great to have friends。
有教会的朋友更好。
It is even better to have church friends。
但是这里说要有属灵的朋友。
But here it tells us that we need to have spiritual friends。
是那个可以为你呼求神。
Friends who are able able to call out to God for us.
能够为你献祭的。
Those who are able to make an offering for us.
在这里说他的呼求，神就应允他。
Here it tells us that when he cried out to God, God heard him and answered him.
这不是普通的朋友啊。
This is not an ordinary friend.
不是一起逛街买菜的朋友。
He is not a friend that you go shopping with.
不是一起打电动的朋友。
He is not a friend that you play video games.
是那个呼求神，神就会应允他的朋友。
He is a friend that when he cries out to God, God will answer him.
所以我们有这样子的朋友吗？
Do we have such a friend?
如果有，神就要应允我们的祷告。
If we do, then God will answer our prayers.
我们看回来，撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's look back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
撒母耳记上第七章第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日，神大发雷声，惊乱非利士人。他们就败在以色列人面前。十一节
，verse 11，
以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯甲的下边。好，那这里说啊，当以色列人啊呼求神呢、啊。
Here it tells us that once the Israelites cried out to God,
这个撒母耳一献祭，神就应允他了。
Once Samuel made an offering, God answered him.
他说，当日神大发雷声，惊乱非利士人啊。
And it says, on that day, the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines.
那这个是人的能力可以做到的吗？
Is this something that can be accomplished by the abilities of man.
不是啊，这是神的能力啊。
No, this is definitely the ability of God.
所以以色列人面对了强大的敌人。
So the Israelites had to face a great enemy.
但是再强大的敌人啊，神一样可以帮你解决。
But no matter how great our enemy is, God can defeat them for us.
所以说我们的人生当中啊，面对啊，这个困难如同大山一般。
Sometimes in our lives, the difficulties that stand before us are like mountains.
常常好像啊，这个前行无路啊，不知该如何是好。
Sometimes it seems like there is no way before us that we can take. We do not know where to go.
但是在这里说，当我们呼求神，
but here it tells us that when we cry out to God,
神如果应允我们，
if God accepts our prayer,
他就能够从天上大发雷声啊。
Then he will bring great thunders, loud thunder from heaven.
不是人的方法，
not by the methods of man.
也不是我们能够想象到的方法，
not a method that we can imagine.
所以啊，问题不在我们，所以我们问题不在我们困难的大小。
So the problem does not lie in how great our difficulty is.
问题在神有没有回应我们的祈求。
The problem is whether or not God has answered our prayers.
所以当一个人回转了。
So once a person has returned.
一个人归向神。
Once a person has chosen.
一个人懂得祈求。
To return to God, to know how to pray to God.
一个人能够呼应得到神的回应。
Once a person has cried out to God and his prayers have been answered.
神就要在我们的信仰生活当中大发雷声。
God will make a loud thunder in our life.
所以我们不要忘记了。
Therefore, do not forget.
在人有问题。
That although a person has problems.
但是在神有答案。
The answer lies with God.
当然神的答案可能跟我们想象的不一样。
Perhaps God's answer is not what we have imagined.
就像以色列人可能从来没有想到神会从天上发雷声一样。
Just like how the Israelites perhaps did not imagine that God would send thunder from heaven.
但是啊，神一有动作，我们就能够得到胜利。
But once God shows his actions, we can be victorious.
所以这个是神的帮助，而不是人的能力啊。
Therefore, this is the help of God and not the ability of man.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
希伯来书的第十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节。你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为知足。因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六节。
Verse 6.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？所以今天如果你今天有得到神的帮助
，Today if you have received help from God，
如果你呼求神回应你了
，If after you cried out to God, God answered you，
在你的困难，神就要给你开一条路。
When you have difficulties, God will open a way for you。
神在你征战当中就要帮你打败你的敌人。
While you are afraid, God will will give you victory over your enemies.
神要亲自帮助做我们的盾牌。
God himself will help us. He will be our shield.
能够做我们随时的帮助。
He will be our helper at all times.
我们看回来第七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
撒母耳记上第七章第十二节。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse 12.
十二节，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神是帮助我们的。十三节。
13.
从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内了。这个是战争之后的他们所做的事情。
This is what happened after their battle.
在这二十年的痛苦之后。
After 20 years of suffering,
因为以色列人决定回转归向神。
Because the Israelites made the decision to return to God.
因为以色列人决定改变生活，认承认罪恶。
Because the Israelites chose to change their life to put away their sin.
所以神就帮助他们打败了他们的敌人。
So God helped them to drive out their enemies.
在这里说，当他们打败敌人之后。
Here it tells us that after they drove out their enemies.
十二节说，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间。
In verse 12, it says that Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen.
并且还给这个石头取了一个名字叫以便以谢。
And he called this name of the stone Ebenezer.
来作为这一场战争的纪念。
To be a memorial to this battle.
我们发觉说以色列人在这个他们在他们的在他们的历史当中。
We discover that in the history of the Israelites.
他们常常会立石碑、立柱起名哦。
They often make monuments.
这个立一块石头，然后给它取一个名字。
They, for example, set up a stone and give it a name.
为什么要做这种事情呢？
Why do they do this?
这是要给后代的子孙做一个纪念啊。
It was to be a memorial for their descendants later on.
很多子孙没有参与到这场战争当中。
Because many of their descendants did not participate in this battle.
很多子孙没有亲眼看到神大发雷声击败敌人。
Many of their descendants did not see with their own eyes how God sent thunder to give them victory over their enemies.
所以他们就立下了这个石碑。
Therefore, they set such a monument.
所以以后当后代的子孙看到这个石碑的时候。
So that when their descendants later see this monument.
他们就会问为什么要立这个石头呢？
They will ask the question, why is this stone here?
这个石头的意义是什么？
What is the meaning behind the stone?
这个时候就能把这个米斯巴战争的过程告诉他的百姓，告诉他的后代子孙。
And that moment in time, the story of the Israelites' victory in Mizpah will be given to those descendants.
所以这样的记号是给后代的子孙做一个激励啊。
Such a sign is to encourage the descendants later on.
同时也是把这样的见证作为一个传承。
At the same time, it is the passing on of a testimony.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
Therefore, today we need to ask ourselves.
在信主的过程当中。
In the process of us believing in God.
我们领受了神许许多多的恩惠。
We have received many grace from God.
我们生命当中有许许多的见证。
We have experienced many testimonies.
但是我们有没有为人生立下任何的石头？
But have we set up stones for our life?
来作为这个神恩典的记号。
To be signs of the grace of God.
我们有没有把我们所领受到的恩典记录下来？
Have we recorded the grace that have happened to us?
是的，我们可以把这样的恩惠传讲给我们后代的子孙。
So that we can preach such grace to our descendants.
以色列撒母耳立了一块石头。
Samuel set up a stone here.
因为他希望后来世世代代的子孙都记住了神的能力。
Because he wanted generations of their descendants to still remember the power of God.
请问我们今天给后代子孙留下了什么？
So I ask you this question: What have you left behind for
later generations? 我们说留了很多东西啊。
Perhaps you leave many things.
留房子，留车子，留银行账号。
You leave them a house, a car, or a bank account.
我们什么都留了。
You leave many things.
我们希望他有更好的生活。
You want them to have a better life.
我们希望把自己所有的一切都给我们的孩子。
You want to give everything to your child.
但是什么都留了，就是忘了留下信仰的记号。
But although you've left everything for them, you have forgotten to leave them the sign of faith.
所以很多第二代、第三代、第四代的信仰根本不知道为什么他们的。爷爷奶奶为什么来信耶稣？
That is why there are many generations, second, third, or fourth generation believers who do not know why their ancestors came to believe in Jesus.
根本不知道这个神在他们家族当中做的是何等样的作为。
They do not know the great wonders that God did to their family.
所以撒母耳为这个以色列的后代立柱起名。
That is why here, Samuel made a monument for the descendants of Israel.
神今天帮我们打赢了多少属灵上、信仰上的战争
？Today, how many battles has God helped us be victorious?
神让我们亲眼看过多少的神迹奇事
？How many miracles and signs have we seen with our own eyes?
多少次在苦难当中，神使我们转回
？How many times have we been in difficulty and God has saved us?
绝望当中帮我们开出一条路来
？How many times have we been hopeless and God opens a way for us?
请问我们传了什么给我们的后代子孙
？But I ask you, what have you saved for your descendants?
请问我们留下什么样的记号
？What signs have you saved for them?
我们看一下出埃及记啊。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记
，Exodus。
出埃及记的第五十章，第四十，创世纪第五十章啊。
The book of Genesis, chapter 50.
创世纪的第五十章。
Genesis, chapter 50.
创世纪五十章的第二十六节。
Genesis, chapter 50, verse 26.
创世纪五十章的二十六节。
Genesis 50:26。
约瑟死了，正110岁，人用香料将他熏了，把他收殓在棺材里，停在埃及呀。我们如果只是念啊，一下子就念过去了。
If we just read this verse, we can quickly glance over it.
但是我们如果仔细看一看，再想一想啊。
If we look.In detail and think about it,
我们会发觉一件很奇怪的事情啊。
We will discover something strange.
约瑟死了，但是没有埋葬。
Jesus died, but he was not buried.
约瑟没有下葬啊。
Yeah, he was not. He was not. His body was not.
他在这里说啊，他停棺在埃及啊。
Here it says that they embalmed him in Egypt.
我就觉得奇怪，为什么约瑟不下葬呢？
So we wonder why Joseph was not buried.
啊，他可以把自己。他可以留下命令来把他送回迦南地啊。
He could have gave the command to the people to send his body back to the land of Canaan.
啊，他也可以把自己做成木乃伊放在埃及啊。
Or he could choose to be a mummy.
啊，但是他都没有。
But he did not.
他就停棺在埃及啊。
But he was embalmed and remained in Egypt.
为什么
？Why？
这是一个记号。
It was a sign.
啊，这是一个留给后代子孙的记号啊。
He gave this sign to the descendants.
啊，告诉他的子孙说啊，埃及不是我们的家。
To tell his descendants that Egypt was not their home.
有一天我们要回迦南地的。
Because one day they would return to the land of Canaan.
所以他用他自己的棺材、自己的尸身给后代子孙做一个勉励。
Therefore, with his own coffin, with his own body.He encouraged his own descendants.
不断地提醒百姓说，埃及不是我家，我家在迦南。
To remind the people that their home was not Egypt, their home was in the land of Canaan.
哦，所以我们要问问自己啊。
So we need to ask ourselves.
约瑟留下这样的记号给他的子孙。
Joseph has set such a sign, such an example for his descendants.
使他的后代子孙每次只要一看到他的棺材，就想到我家在迦南。
So that every time.His descendants see his coffin. They are reminded that their home is in the land of Canaan.
即使他们变成奴隶了
，and even when they became slaves,
即使他们生活很困苦
，even when their lives were difficult,
他们只要一看到那个棺材，他就有了盼望。
As long as they saw that coffin, they would have hope.
因为神曾经应许啊
，because God once promised.
神当初说应许约瑟说，有一天呐、啊，要把你带回迦南呐、啊。
God promised Joseph that one day.He would be brought back to the land of Canaan.
所以他们只要一看到那个棺材，他们就有了盼望啊。
So as long as they saw the coffin, they would have hope.
有那个回脱离奴隶生活，回到迦南地应许之地的盼望。
They would have the hope of being deliveredfrom their lives of slavery and return to their home in the land of Canaan.
所以我们今天不断的追求，不断的累积。
Therefore, today we continue to pursue many things, and we accumulate a lot.
我们把所有的都留给我们的子孙。
We accumulate these things, and we keep them for our descendants.
我们留财产，留车子、房子、事业。
We give them an inheritance, cars, houses, jobs.
但是我们有为他们留下一个盼望救恩的记号吗
？But have we left with them a sign of hope of salvation.
使他们一想到我们的见证，就满心感谢神。
So that as soon as they think of our testimony, they can be filled with thanksgiving toward God.
一想起神在我们生活当中的神迹，他就对将来有一个盼望。
That as soon as they're reminded of the testimonies that we have, they would be filled with hope.
看到我们父母亲生活的模式，他就知道说我们有一个更美的家乡。
That as soon as they see the good examples of our lives, then they see that there is a more wonderful home waiting for us.
所以神帮助以色列人打赢了这场战争。
So God helped the Israelites be victorious in this battle.
撒母耳立下一个石柱，叫做以便以谢。
Samuel set a stone there, making a monument and called it Ebenezer.
神帮我们打赢了属灵这场生命的战争。
And God has similarly help us be victorious in this spiritual battle.
我们又留下了什么？
So what have we left behind?
我们一起唱诗170首。
Let us sing hymn 170.